层危机的时代。
Today we live in an age that often there will be crises happening.
人与人之间这种信任度啊越来越低。
The trust between men often decrease.
我现在手机上如果打电话进来，看到的是陌生的号码，基本上我是不接的。
When I see these strange numbers showing up on my cell phone, I would not answer them.
因为太多的这种诈骗。
Because there are too many spams and scams.
如果我收到陌生的这个短信信息进来，我通常是不回的。
And I see these strange texts, I would also not respond.
看到一样好东西想去买，心中产生的第一个问题就问说这是真的还是冒牌的。
And then when I see some good thing seemingly for us to buy, I will also wonder, is it real or false?
听到那些推销员，无论是推销这个车子还是商品，讲的天花乱坠的，但是我心里在问说，这个人讲的是真的还是假的？
When I see salesmen for various things like cars and so on, when they said all these good things, I often wonder, is it really true?
所以当人与人之间缺少这种基本的信任的时候呢？哎，人与人之间那个关系就出了问题。
When men lack basic trust among themselves, then our relationship would get into a problem.
我们人与人之间是这样，跟神的关系也是这样。
It's like that between men. It's also like that between man and God.
我们打开圣经，圣经反复的告诉我们，不同的见证人不断的重复的告诉我们说，神是可靠的哦，神不像人哦，人可以失信，但神从不失信的。
And when we open the Bible, there are many witnesses who are telling us that God is faithful, God is trustworthy.
所以我相信坐在这里的大部分的弟兄姐妹都有对神的一个基本的相信啊，信靠。
And I believe that most of us here would have a basic belief and reliance on God.
让我们不得不承认，我们对这位信实的上帝的信靠的程度呢，每个人还是不尽相同。
But yet, the degree of our reliance and trust in God is different.
这也是蛮正常的，以这个门徒为例啊。
And it's also pretty normal for us Christians.
门徒回应耶稣基督的呼召，能够撇下船、撇下网、撇下这个家里人，能够跟从耶稣，他们是信神的呀。
And when the disciples left behind their careers, the ships, the boats, and the families, there is also they have different degrees of reliance on God.
但是当他们随着跟随耶稣一步一步的走这条这个信心的道路的时候，他们的信心也是在成长。
And when they follow Jesus as they in their lives, then their faith and trust in God also increases.
当耶稣挑战他们要走十字架的道路，要舍己的时候，其实很多人他听是听见了，但是他那个信心程度还没有到那种的程度。
And when Jesus challenged them to follow the way of the cross and to deny themselves, but maybe the faith is not quite at that stage yet.
当他们亲眼看着耶稣一步一步的走向哥哥他了，被人抓了，被人审了，被人，他们也有软弱的时候，他们也会退后的。
But then when they saw Jesus was arrested and also on the road to Golgotha, they also have times of weaknesses.
所以他们心里都知道上帝是可靠，上帝是信实的，但跟随基督到一个程度，有的时候会摇摆，会怀疑，甚至会退缩。
And even though they have this basic trust and believe that God is faithful, but yet in times of challenges, that there will be times that they will be weak and they may even retreat.
所以我们反复回到神的面前，再次来思想，再次认定上帝的信实啊，这个对我们信心的成长是非常重要的一步。
And so as we go back to the Bible and think about how God is faithful, that is important for the growth of our faith.
今天神把我们摆放在不同的境遇、境况和这个挑战的当中。
God has put us in different circumstances and challenges.
无论是我们的个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会，都会经历这样的事情。
And our families and our individuals and our church would experience all of these.
我相信神让我们经历这一切都不是偶然的。
And I know that it's not by coincidence that God wants us to experience them.
是让我们在其中再次认定，再次经历上帝的信实。
So that we can truly experience God's faithfulness.
让我们能够信心能够更加的往上走，更加的成熟成长。
So that our faith can grow and mature.
所以今天啊，我们再次思考，上帝是信实的。
So today we're going to once again think about God's faithfulness.
那我们先思想一下，这个上帝是信实的到底是什么意思呢
？So that we can think about what does it mean for God to be faithful.
中文的信写得很妙哦。
And the Chinese character for faithfulness is very interesting.
一个人站在他的话的边上。
And is a man standing beside his words.
一个信实的人是讲话算数的人。
And so a faithful person is somebody whose words count.
他为他的讲出的话背书他讲到他承诺的事情他就会做到这叫信实。
He would accomplish what he said and that when he's faithful.
所以当我们思想神是信实的第一个我们就要认定上帝是不会改变的。
So first we need to realize that God does not change when he said he's faithful.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
是可靠的。
He's trustworthy.
他昨天怎么爱我今天还一样的这样的爱我。
He loves me so yesterday and today same way.
所以给人一种的稳定啊所以圣经当中常常用我们的神是磐石来形容他。
So often the Bible it describes God as a rock.
这就是来强调他的信实，就是他是稳定的，你可以站在上面，可以依靠他，他可以做你随时的帮助，做你的避难所，做你的磐石。
So that means that he is steady, and you can stand on it, and you can count on it.
第二方面啊，这个神是信实的含义，就是说他说话算数，他从不说谎。
And the second meaning of being faithful means that he said what he meant what he said, and he never lies.
神非人必不至说谎。
God is not human that he should lie, not human being that he should change his mind.
这个信实这个词原来的意思基本的含义就是稳定的意思。
And so the basic meaning of the word faithful is that meaning he's steady.
大家记得在旧约当中以色列人出埃及的时候跟那个亚玛利人打过一场仗。
And when, when the Israelites got out of Egypt, they fought a battle with the Amorites.
约书亚在山下带着以色列人跟亚玛利人征战。
And Joshua will be fighting battle down the mountain.
但战争的胜负取决于在山上三个人的动作。
But the outcome of the battle would determine on three people's actions on top of the mountain.
中间这个人摩西啊，他的手什么时候举起来，山下就打胜仗。
And if Moses' hands were raised up, then they would be winning the battle down.Down in the mountain.
什么时候这个摩西的手发沉了放下哎山下就要打败仗了。
But yet, when Moses' hands was kind of like tired and lowered, then they would lose the battle.
所以为了让他的手能够稳住一边是霍尔一边是亚伦就帮着摩西把手举起来。
So Aaron and Hur will be lifting his hands so that they would continue to win.
一个在这边一个在那边圣经这里有一句话他说他的手就稳住了那个稳住了就是信实那个词。
And so the Bible says that his hands were steady and that's the meaning of that faithfulness.
对这是上帝是信实的一个基本的含义。
So that's the basic meaning of God being faithful.
好有哪些人为上帝的信实做见证呢
Who testified to God's faithfulness?
哪些人可以站出来凭着他的经历不光是头脑的知识可以为神来做见证说上帝是可靠的上帝是信实的呢
Who can testify to his faithfulness based on their own experience and not just their head knowledge?
这个圣经里好多人站出来都为主来做见证的
And many people in the Bible can testify to it.
那旧约当中我们想到的第一个人物就是摩西
The first one we think about in the Old Testament is Moses.
摩西在申命记第七章第九节是明确这样讲哈，所以你们要知道耶和华你的神他是神是信实的神像爱他守他诫命的人守约是慈爱直到千代
Deuteronomy 7:9 Know therefore that the Lord your God is God He is the faithful God keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commandments
这是在摩西120岁的时候即将离世之前他回顾他一生的经历向新一代的以色列人做见证说上帝是信实的。
And that's when Moses was 120 years old about the end of his life and to a new generation of Israelites to base his entire life experience saying God is faithful.
40岁的摩西不怎么认识上帝的。
The 40-year-old Moses didn't quite understand know God.
他以为靠他年轻力壮40岁嘛而且受了这个埃及的一切的学问的教育他觉得他很有能力体力又强知识又多所以他以为他可以做事情。
He thought he was mighty when he was 40 years old because he had received Egyptian education and also when he was young.
那个时候他还不懂得上帝是信实的，也不懂得去依靠上帝的信实。
He didn't understand that God is faithful and know how to rely on Him.
八十岁的摩西也不怎么认识上帝的信实的。
The 80-year-old Moses also didn't quite know about God.
所以神在荆棘的火焰当中向他讲话，呼召他说：“你回到埃及去，把以色列人带出来的时候，他就在那里犹豫，在那里害怕，在那里推搪。”
And when God called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt in through the burning bush, he was hesitating. He was just not wondering why would he can do it.
我是谁？法老那一国之君，我怎么能跟他去讲话
？Who am I? Who am I to talk to the Pharaoh?
但是当他凭着一点点的信心，遵照耶和华的差遣，回到埃及以后，从他八十岁开始就不一样了。
But yet, with a little faith, he obeyed and went back to Egypt. Then from there on, his life was different.
每次神让他去做的事情，他就去做。
Every time God asked him to do something, he did.
你拿着杖到法老面前，你把杖一丢下，这杖会变成蛇，然后法老的那些的杖变成的蛇，你这个杖会把它吞掉。哇，每一次神讲的话都应验，都成就了。
And he would have the staff and throw it in front of the Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's magicians would also turn their staff into snakes, but your staff snake will eat up their snakes, and that indeed happened.
一次再一次，一共十次，神让他吩咐的事情，只要他照着去做，那些事情都发生。
10 times God commanded him to do, every time he obeyed, and it happened.
所以当他带着以色列人走出这个埃及，到红海面前的时候，那个时候的摩西，他的信心已经不一样。
And so when Moses led the Israelites in front of the Red Sea, his faith at that time was different.
向海伸杖，红海就会分开。
Extend the staff, the Red Sea departed.
走干地走过去，神会保守那个海水不会合过来淹死你们。
Walk through the dry land, and God would make sure the sea would not overwhelm them.
但是当你们过了红海，埃及人如果过这个红海的话，他们就会被洪水所淹没。
But yet, after they went through the Red Sea, when the Egyptians went through the same passageway, then the sea would swallow them.
所以从八十岁开始，摩西才开始认识上帝的信实。
So starting when he was 80 years old, he started to learn about God's faithfulness.
四十年在旷野流浪，每一次神都彰显他的同在。
40 years wandering in the desert, and every single time God manifested His
faithfulness. 所以这是他120岁的时候，即将离开这个世界，再写这个生命记，要向新一代的以色列人来见证神的作为的时候，他特别强调啊，你们要知道，我们的神是信实的神，是可靠的神。
So 100 years old, when he's about to depart to a new generation of Israelites, to emphasize that God is faithful.
约书亚在他这也是他晚年的时候啊，约书亚记二十一章，在他即将离开世界的时候，向下一代的以色列人见证上帝的信实。
And also, this is Joshua written also at the end of his time in Joshua 21 to the next generation.
耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。
Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed; everyone was fulfilled.
年轻的时候，约书亚做探子进了这个迦南，探了这个地哈。本来想跟随这个神的带领进入到迦南地的。
And when he was young, he was a spy, went into Canaan, and at first they thought they're going to go in there.
但是因着当时那一代以色列人，特别是那十个探子信心的软弱，他们不得已继续要在旷野流浪转圈四十年的时间。
But because of that generation or the other 10 spies' bad report, they have to wander in the desert for 40 years.
终于有一天时间到了哈，神吩咐约书亚要带着以色列人要过约旦河了。
And then finally the day came, and then God commanded Joshua to take the Israelites to cross Jordan.
这次跟他们过红海不一样了。
It's different than when they crossed the Red Sea.
这一次他们先把脚踏到这个约旦河里，河水就会分开。
And this time they have to step onto the River Jordan, and then the water will part.
进入到神所应许的哈，四百多年前就应许亚伯拉罕要把这块地赐给他们，终于这一天到来了。
To enter the promised land to Abraham more than 400 years ago.
然后神说：“凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都赐给你们为业。”
And God has promised that wherever your feet lands, I would give that land to you.
耶利哥城看见那么强大的一座城，但是他们没动一枪， 他们就是围着这个城转了7天，最后神使这个城墙倒塌，他们得了这个城。
And Jericho looks wealthy and strong, but yet they didn't have to fire a shot, and they just walk around the city for 7 times, and the city fell.
所以约书亚也是啊，一生经历神的信实，他说神所应许我们的，没有一句话落了空，都应验了。
And so, as Joshua experienced in life, everything that God promised to them, every single one was fulfilled.
再有一个非常重要的一个见证人，为上帝的信实做见证的就是大卫。
And another important witness is David.
我们很喜欢的哈，诗篇100篇第五节说：“因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。”
Psalm 105, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
当他面对那个巨人歌利亚的时候，小小的大卫能够凭着信心宣告说：“你来征战是靠着刀枪，靠着剑戟；我来征战是靠着万军之耶和华的名。”
So when little David faces the huge Goliath, he was able through his faith to say that you come with your weapons, but I come with the mighty host of Jehovah.
大卫从他年轻的时候，从他牧羊做牧羊童的时候，做战士征战的时候，一生都在经历这位信实的上帝。
Through his entire life as a shepherd boy or as a warrior, entire life is experiencing God's faithfulness.
当扫罗要追杀他的时候，那枪扔出去，扫罗也是战士，那一枪离得那也不远啊，没有扎到这个大卫，没有杀死他。大卫很清楚，不是因为他身体比较矫健，他武功比较高强，是因为有一位信实的上帝在保护他。
So when Saul was pursuing him and almost killed him with a spear, he knew that it's not because he was kind of just sprinkly and he was, can avoid the attack. It was because of the faithful God protecting him.
怎么那么巧，追兵就在山脊的那一边，他们逃跑就从山脊的另外一边，就差了一点点，他们竟然没有碰上。大卫知道，之所以他能够躲过这个扫罗的追杀，是因为有一位信实的上帝在与他同在。
And when Saul was chasing him, and they would just miss them by a little bit, and Saul, I mean, and David knew that it was God's faithfulness protecting him.
扫罗死了，可以登基了吧
？And when Saul died, he thought, okay, I can become king now.
因为他小的时候，神就借着撒母耳高他为以色列人的王。现在原来的王在的时候，他不敢动手杀这个扫罗。但如今扫罗已经死了，他可以登基了吧
？So and Saul, I mean.Samuel anointed him when he was young. So now that Saul had died, then he could be king, right?
然而大卫还是在希伯伦等了7年。
But yet David waited in Hebron for 7 years.
他没有用自己的方法去抢夺那个占那个王位。
He didn't use his own ways to seize the throne.
耐心的等候神的时间。
Patiently waiting for God's time.
等候不光是犹大人认出大卫是神所高立的君王。
Not only to wait for the Israelites to realize that he is king,
耐心等候全以色列人12个支派都来找他，推举他为以色列的君王的时候，他才到耶路撒冷，在那里登基做王。
He waited until all 12 tribes of the Israelites recognized that he is king, and at that time he went and ascended the throne in Jerusalem.
所以摩西、约书亚、大卫这些人。都是经历过上帝的信实的人。
So Moses, Joshua, and David all experienced the faithfulness of God.
从他们的行事为人，从他们的言语行为上面，不断的传递这样的信息，不断的向历世历代，包括我们今天在座的每一个人，在宣告上帝是可靠的，上帝是信实的，投靠耶和华的人必不至于羞愧。
And through their speech and actions, they have been declared to their generation and all generations that follows that God is faithful, and those who trust in Him will not be ashamed.
这是旧约里面的例子。
Those are Old Testament examples.
考考大家，在新约里面哪些地方讲到神是信实的
？In the New Testament, where does it say that God is faithful?
如果你去查这个圣经汇编哈，或者是。到网络上一 search 哈，在新约当中你可以找出6处啊，讲到神是信实的。
If you use a concordance or use the web to search, you'll find that six places that talk about God is faithful.
最直接的，大家也比较熟悉的，应该有这三处哈。
The most familiar ones, there will be three places.
第一处是在这个约翰一书的一章九节，很多人我们都会背的哈。
First John, we all kind of memorize it.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们这些有罪的人，承认罪的人，怎么能够坦然无惧地来到上帝的面前，能够知道神会赦免我们的罪呢？这完全是依靠上帝的信实。
For us sinful people, how do we know that we could come before His throne without fear? And it's because of God's faithfulness in this promise.
我们之所以能够罪得赦免，能够有清洁的良心，不断的支取神赦免我们的恩典，就是因为我们对于十字架耶稣基督所做的、所完成的有一个基本的信念，对不对
？Because we have a trust in what Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
不是我们做了什么，是因为耶稣基督为我们的罪钉了十字架。
It's not because we did anything, it's because Jesus has died on the cross for our sins.
是因为他的不改变，是因为他没有说谎，神所应许的一切新约的应许都在耶稣基督的十字架上得到成就以后，我们才有这样的基础。
And it's because he didn't lie, he's unchangeable, and that's why we have this foundation.
所以很重要啊，我们每次到神面前来认罪的时候，我们要知道上帝是信实的。
So every time when we confess our sins in front of God, we have to know that God is faithful.
第二处，我想很多人也都很熟悉哈，我们也背过这样的经文，就是在哥林多前书第十章十三节，我们若所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
这是当我们信心遇到挑战的时候，遇到试探、试炼当中的时候，当我们在挣扎的时候，要紧紧抓住的一句话啊，就是上帝是信实的，他应许了，他是不说谎的。他应许我们哈，在我们受试探的时候，他总会给我们开一条出路，是他给我们开一条出路哦，让我们能忍受得住。
So this is something when we face temptations or trials, and something we need to grasp onto his promises that he will not change, that he will open a way so that we can endure it.
第三处呢，在同一本书哈，《哥林多前书》的第一章，第一章第八节、第九节，这里有提到哈。他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
And he will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of your Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们读过哥林多前书的人，仔细了解那个背景的人，我们就知道哥林多教会是一个很成问题的教会。
We know that the Corinthian church is a problematic church.
教会里面怎么样？充满纷争。
Many divisions and conflicts.
有人说我是属基督的，我是属彼得的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属保罗的。
And some would say I belong to Peter, Paul, Christ, or Paul.
教会当中有淫乱的罪在那里发生。
Adultery in the church.
教会当中这个彼此告状，社会上有的事情，教会里面都有，一团糟的一个教会。
Suing each other, all kinds of problems that you find in society in church also.
保罗不是不知道教会里的问题哦。
It's not that Paul didn't know about the problems.
但是保罗怎么能够讲出这句话来？他在哥林多书一开篇就写出这样的话来。
But yet Paul can write out such words in the very beginning of this letter.
在问安的时候就称他们称这个哥林多教会的信徒叫做圣徒。
And in the beginning, in the greetings, he was called them saints.
而且说他们将来在耶稣基督来的时候是无可责备的。
And he would say that they are blameless when the Lord comes.
而且他们将来会跟主耶稣基督一同得分。
And they will inherit their inheritances.
看到这样一个充满问题混乱的一个教会， 保罗竟然能够这样的宣告这个教会未来的景况，是因为他认识上帝的信实。
And so Paul can declare this church to be blameless, is even though it was full of chaos, is because God is faithful.
是这位信实的神必坚固你们到底。
Because this faithful God is going to keep you firm to the end.
是他叫你们在耶稣基督来的日子可以无可责备。
In the day of Jesus Christ, that you will be blameless.
是这位信实的神，他招了你们，你们既然招你们来，他就有充足的恩典，使你们最终成为耶稣基督的样式。
And this faithful God who called you, and in the end, He will also keep you to the end.
所以在新约当中，无论是使徒约翰也好，还是使徒保罗也好，他们都像旧约的大卫、摩西、约书亚一样。认识上帝的信实。
So Apostle Peter and Apostle Paul also knew that God is faithful, just like Joshua, Moses, and David.
所以今天哈，我们读这些经文，也让我们受激励哈。无论是在我们求神赦免我们罪的时候，无论是在信仰的挣扎挑战当中认定神的信实，在我们的软弱当中，我们也能够靠着上帝的信实，能够坚持到底。
So even times of challenges, and when we're asking for sins to be forgiven, that we know that God is faithful, that we can be firm to the end as well.
我们不能否认信心的作用，我们信心很重要。
We cannot deny the value of faith, we know it's important.
但是大家要知道，比信心更重要的一件事，就是上帝的信实。
It's more important that if the God's faithfulness is really more important than our faith.
我们最终的得救，我们生命的光景，不取决于我们自己的信心到底有多强。
Whether we are saved in the end doesn't depend on how big or small our faith is.
而是取决上帝不改变的信实，大家一定要记住这一点。
And it's also dependent on God's faithfulness. We need to remember it.
这个就有点像什么呢？就是我们的信心就像一条水管一样。
And our faith is like a water pipe.
这个水管里面是 不会自己出现水的哈，水你必须接到水塔上才有水。
And the water pipe would not have water appearing miraculously. It has to be connected to a water tower.
不管你这个水管粗啊、窄啊、好啊、坏啊，这个不是最关键的哦。最关键，你这个水管一定要接到那个有水的水塔上面，你才能够有水进来。
And it doesn't matter whether the pipe is thin or wide or whether it's good or bad. Most important, it has to be connected to a water tower with water.
所以我们一定要意识到，我们信心的前提、信心的根基是取决于那一个充满水的水塔，也就是上帝自己的信实。
So we know that the premise and the foundation of our faith is depending on that water tower, the faithful God.
今天我们读了这段经文，是耶利米哀歌的经文。
Today we read Lamentations.
我们看到这一位又是一位见证人啊，他怎么在那种黑暗绝望当中看到盼望，在废墟当中能够见证上帝的信实哈，这是我们今天要好好去思考的。
And today we read about another witness, how he's from despair to hope, and also seeing God's faithfulness in the ruins.
我们再把这几节经文哈，慢慢的读一遍啊。耶和华啊，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫，我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。我想起这事，心里就有指望。
I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall.I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness.
你的诚实啊，你看英文就是 faithfulness， 其实应该直接翻译成你的信实啊，你的信实极其广大。
Great is your faithfulness。
你仔细去看这几句话哈，二十节还是二十一节，你对比一下。我心里想念这些，就在里面忧闷。
If you contrast between verse 20 and 21, then you see that. In the 20, I remember them, and my soul is downcast within me.
但是到21节，我想起这事儿，心里就有指望。
And yet in verse 21, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
想起上面这些事儿，就是前面讲的哈，这些阴沉呐、苦胆呐、困苦和窘迫。如果人只是想这些事儿的话，带来的结果就是什么？心里的忧闷。
So when they talk about, I will remember them. What are those them? Is really all the bitterness and gall that was talking about up there, and with that, then you'll be downcast within me.
但是我想起这事儿是指下面这些事儿哈。当你调换你想的内容，你想的方向的时候，结果就不一样了啊。当你想这些事儿的时候，心里带来的结果就会有。指望就会有盼望，就会有力量。
And then when you turn around and say, "I call to mind one of those things and talk about things that are following there," and when you thought about those things, then you have hope.
所以我们是在想念呢，啊，这是中文翻译的这个词哈，还是想起呢，带来不同的结果。
So are you remembering the past, or you call to mind these other things? Then the result will be different.
所以这里面哈，当我们琢磨清楚这两个词之间的不同的时候，我们就会找出一条从忧闷到有指望的一条路。
So if we thought about the differences, then we will figure out a way from downcast to hope.
关键不是在于你环境发生什么改变了。
It's not because the circumstances changes.
耶利米在这个讲出这句话，写耶利米哀歌的时候。是看到一片破败、国破家亡的那种局面。
And when Jeremiah wrote this lamentations, it was the entire country was in ruin.
在主前的586年，那一年是以色列人非常悲惨的一年。
It was a very sad year, 586 BC.
巴比伦王来把这个耶路撒冷城攻下来了。
King of Babylon already defeated the entire Jerusalem.
花了多长时间？花了18个月，整整围城一年半的时间。
A siege of 18 months.
最后终于把城给攻破了。
And finally, the city fell.
在那十八个月当中，耶路撒冷城里面是非常凄惨。
And it was a very sad situation within the city of Jerusalem during those months.
到后来到一个什么地步哈？人民陷入极度的困境当中，母亲为了生存，把自己的孩子煮了吃。
And at that time, it was such a bad situation that even the mothers would be eating their own children.
假先知天天讲说平安了，平安了，一定没问题的。
False prophet would say peace, peace every day.
我们有神，我们有圣殿，上帝一定会保护我们的。
We have the holy temple and God will protect us.
但真先知耶利米反复地告诉以色列人，因为你们的犯罪，因为你们不肯悔改，以至于你们现在落到这个境步，已经没有办法改变了。
And yet, prophet Jeremiah would say repeatedly because of your sins that you can never change the situation.
最好的办法就是出去投降。
The best method is to really surrender.
他讲这样的信息，有人爱听吗
？People like to hear that message.
有人相信吗
？People believe it.
所以假先知大行其道，真先知被逼迫，这个耶利米被人欺负，被人丢到那个洞里面，这个逼迫他。
And so.The false prophet would decline the false messages, and Jeremiah himself would be persecuted and thrown into a cistern.
结果怎么样呢
？What's the result?
最后就是照着耶利米所讲的，城被攻破，圣殿被烧被毁，人民连他们的君王都被掳到巴比伦去了。
And just as Jeremiah predicted, the city fell, and the holy temple was destroyed, and people were exiled.
最后一个君王叫西底家，西底家王被抓到的时候。当着他的面，他的众子被杀，然后巴比伦王把他的眼睛挖掉。
And the last king of Judah was Zedekiah, and in front of him, his sons were slaughtered, and his eyes were gouged out.
用锁链锁着他，把他带到巴比伦去做奴隶。
Brought to Babylon in chains.
耶利米是在这种情况下，面对这样一个破败的国家。家破人亡的这样一种的情况，讲出说，我们今天不至于消灭，是因为神的慈爱，诸般的慈爱，是因为他的怜悯是不至断绝，是因为每天早晨都是新的，他的信实极其广大。
And in this kind of circumstances, that Jeremiah was able to say that we will not be consumed because God is faithful.
是他亲眼看着这个城墙被攻破，啊，就远远的望着这些被掳的人的背影，然后陪伴着这些最孤苦、最人这个世上没有权没有势的这些人，在这种困难的情况下，他竟然能够宣告，凭着信心宣告，上帝还没有改变呢，上帝还是信实的。
And it's because when even when he saw that city fell and people were exiled, and then this, and he was staying behind with the poorest of people, that he would say that God is faithful.
所以这种从忧闷到有指望、盼望的这种转变，不取决于这个环境有什么变化。耶利米还他知道哈，再过七十年，那些被掳的人才会回来，他们要经过一段困苦的年日。但是即使是这样，上帝也是信实的。
And he knew that the people will return after 70 years, even though the circumstances at that time really didn't change.
他依然是守约施慈爱的上帝。
He is still a God that keeps his promises.
所以你看，你这个是想念还是想起，这个造成很大的区别啊。
So whether you remember things in the past or whether you are kind of calling to mind these other things, it makes a big difference.
想念就是一个词，这个词的意思就是反复的去回味，反复的去让这些事情占据你的心思。
And so remember is really calling back to your mind all these different things and just to meditate and think about those things.
但是二十一节这个想起它是三个词组成的。
But yet the word that you use, that he used in verse 21, it's made of three parts of it.
第一个词的意思就是返回的意思。
And the first is to kind of return.
第二个词的意思就是进入。
And the second meaning is to enter.
第三个词的意思就是我的心。
And the third is to my heart.
所以你看这个想起的意思就是他是主动的把一些东西带回到他的心思意念当中。
So that means really he is proactively bringing some thoughts back into his heart.
所以这两个词的性质是不一样的哈，前面那个想起是被动的，这些操心事儿，这些让你忧愁的事儿哈，就很自然的会占据你的心，你心里就会想啊，这个不如意，那个不如意，这个人讲话你不爱听。这种被动的回忆会引起你的情绪的这种的被占据。
So the first word is really kind of passive, and all these thoughts will kind of come invading your mind, and just causing your emotions.
但相比之下，这个想起是主动的，你不能被动的让这种负面的情绪一直占据你啊！你要主动的把一些积极的、主动的选择，凭着信心的引导。来让什么东西进入到你的心思，你每一天都在想什么，这个很重要的。
And then the second call to mind is something that is proactive, that you're using your faith to guide what you're thinking.
想什么呢？如果你整天想念的就是前面的困苦啊、流离啊、阴沉啊、苦胆呐、啊、啊以色列人的不幸啊、这些人的悖逆啊，你就会呀下沉。但是呢，如果你用神的慈爱、他的怜悯。他的信实，他的品性来占据你的心思的时候，你的心就会往上走。
And so if you keep on thinking about the afflictions and the challenges and also the bitterness and gall, then you're going to lead to all your downcastness. But yet, on the other hand, if you're thinking about God's mercy, His love, and also His faithfulness, then you will have that hope.
当我们的眼睛一直往下看，看到我们自己啊，看到我们的痛苦啊，那带来的结果呢，就是被压垮。就会忧闷，就会烦恼，就会下沉。
And so if you're looking downward, looking at ourselves, looking at our suffering, then the result will be you'll be falling down and then you'll be crushed.
但是当我们信心举起来、啊、把我们的心举起来向着神，来思想神的应许，思想神的信实、啊、就会让我们的心被提升起来。
But yet as we look upward and then looking at God's promises, then our heart will be lifted up.
所以当我们思想这个两个词的比较的时候，这一个中心核心的信息就是，不是环境改变带来盼望，而是当我们的思想转向神的时候，会带给我们盼望和喜乐。
So the core message here is not that circumstances would change to bring us hope, but it's really our thought turning to God that would bring us hope.
那我们怎么来应用这个真理呢？
How do we apply this truth?
提醒我们哈，不是世俗的那种积极的思想，每天早上起来对着镜子喊三遍哈，我可以，我可以，我可以。
So it's not some secular thought looking in the mirror, I can, I can, I can.
而是用神的真理、圣经的真理啊，来重新来帮助我们调整我们的眼光，来看待我们的现实，
But it's really redefining reality with God's truth.
使我们的心能够回转啊，这个不是被动的哈，你要主动、主动调整你的心思，主动选择你去思想什么哈，使我们回到让我们的心里面，这是刻意的一种的属灵的操练。是用真理啊，真理，圣经的真理来抵抗我们那种负面的情绪。
It's really a deliberate spiritual discipline that we will be handling our emotions with truth.
让每一天上帝的信实、慈爱来占据我们的心思。
Let God's love to occupy our heart.
想想“慈爱”这个词，
Let's think about this term,
它强调的不是感觉，
It's not emotion.
不是你喜欢这个人。
It's not like you like this
而
person.
是你选择去爱他，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Is you proactively choose to love this person with patience and love?
不是我们有爱的这个能力，我们必须要依靠神，先天天求神，把神的爱、基督的爱浇灌在我们的心中，我们才有爱的能力。
It's not we have this ability to love innately, it's we every day have to ask God for His power to
我
love
们先
others.
领受神的爱，不是因为我可爱啊，是神选择爱我，拣选了我。
God loves me not because I'm lovable, but God chooses to love me.
我今天之所以在神的爱的当中，是因为这位神是守约、是慈爱的神。
I'm living in the love of God is because God is faithful and choose to love me.
思想一下。怜悯这个词，
Think about this term compassion.
神怜悯我们的意思是说，没有看着我们受苦受难，丢下我们不管，
God didn't just abandon us when we are in sufferings.
他主动的向我们施恩，来就近我们，帮助我们。
God proactively gave grace to us and to save us.
而且这种的怜悯是每一天都是新的，每一天都等着我们去接受的。
It's new every morning and waiting for us to experience.
他的这种的怜悯不是一次性就用光了哈，他天天我们都可以来反复的去支取，无穷无尽的。
His compassion is not just a one-time affair, but we can experience it every day.
像我们今天一样思想上帝的信实，上帝是稳定的，上帝是可靠，上帝是不改变，而且他从不说谎。
And also to think about God's faithfulness, that He is unchangeable and He never lies.
耶利米说。神的信实是极其广大的。
Jeremiah told us that how great his faithfulness.
神的信实超过我们的处境，
His faithfulness exceed our circumstances.
超过我们遇到的任何的难处。
Exceed all the challenges we face.
他从来不会让投靠他的人而这个羞愧的。
All who seek him will not be ashamed.
注意这里啊。当耶利米宣告说"我们不至于断绝"的时候，我们不至于被消灭的时候，不是说我们这个人很圣洁，不是我们这一群人多讨上帝的喜悦。
When Jeremiah said we'll not be consumed, it's not because we're so great and we're so holy,
而是出于耶和华主般的慈爱。
And because of the love of Jehovah,
因为耶利米很清楚啊，这一批人是犯罪的人。
Because Jeremiah was very clear, these are sinners.
为什么这些人会被掳啊？
Why are they exiled?
为什么他们会经历这些的巴比伦人的打败仗，被打败的这个经历呢？
Why would they be defeated by the Babylonians?
就是因为他们不断的犯罪啊。
Because they continuously sin.
最主要的罪就是他们拜偶像。
The most important sin was their idolatry.
本来神拣选这个以色列民族，就是让万族都知道说，以色列人中的神是真神，那里的圣殿是真神居住的地方。
And God chose the Israelites because God wanted the Israelites to show all nations that He is the true God.
上帝的本意是借着这一群人，让周围的人知道，哇，耶和华才是真神，然后吸引人怎么样，跟着以色列人一起去认识这位真神呢？
And then through the Israelites, that all nations will come to know that He is the true God and worship Him.
结果这些人却跟着周围的列邦一起去拜假神，把神当初拣选他们的那个目的完全给 cancel 掉了。
So instead, the Israelites would follow those people around them and worship the idols. So the original intent was completely abandoned.
因着他们这样的悖逆， 造成他们的社会当中充满了不公不义的事情。
And because of the rebellion, the entire society was full of injustice.
呀，流无辜人血的罪，这个交易不公的罪，欺压贫穷人的罪。
Shedding innocent blood and also oppressing the poor and also the injustice in society.
神不断的历世历代的差派先知向他们讲，呼唤他们悔改。
Through many generations of prophets, God has called them to repent.
慢慢的，他们到一个地步，他们的信仰就变成一种的形式，变成一种的表面化，变成了主日的基督徒。
And but then gradually their worship and turn into a rite, and there is no true worship in it.
他们表面上还在献祭，但是他们献的祭已经不能够表现他们对上帝的信心。
And even though on the surface they are still offering, but yet it cannot truly represent true worship to God.
到了时候，他们也去禁食，但是上帝告诉他们：“你们不要再禁食了，你们这样的禁食也不能够讨我的喜悦。”
And they may still be fasting, but God told them, "Don't fast anymore because it will not please me."
所以神不断的差派先知对他们讲话，呼唤他们悔改，他们竟然不听从，违背先知的提醒。甚至把真先知放到这个监牢当中，逼迫他们。
Even though God has used many prophets to call them to repent, but they continue to be unrepentant, even putting the prophets into prisons.
但即使是这样啊，神让他们被掳了，耶利米也知道我们不致消灭，今天我们还存有余种哦，而且那些被掳的人七十年以后还会回来哦，神没有完全丢弃我们哦。
But yet Jeremiah, in all these circumstances, would know that we will not be consumed, and even then, 7 years later, that they will return.
我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，他的怜悯不致断绝。
And because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails.
是因为他的信实极其广大。
Great is His faithfulness.
我们自己的信心不是我们信仰的根基。
Our faith is not the foundation of a belief.
神的信实才是。
It's really God's faithfulness.
我们信心的价值不在于信心本身多强多弱。
The value of faith is not depending on how big or small it is.
而取决于我们信心的对象是不是真正的指向那一位信实的上帝。
And whether the object of our faith is directed towards that God or not.
神的信实不是让你没有苦难，而是在苦难当中他仍然的守约。
God's faithfulness is not that you will be free from suffering, but in the midst of suffering that he remains faithful to his covenant.
而且常常我们经历的苦难都是神量过放在我们的生活当中。
In fact, the suffering that we experience has been measured by God to put in front of us.
目的是为了造就我们。
The purpose is to try, to give us trials.
是在各样的苦难当中，让我们再次经历真正的认识上帝是不改变的。
So that we can truly experience that He is unchangeable.
就像耶利米所经历的。
Just like what Jeremiah said.
在那样痛苦、困难、黑暗当中，依然仰望上帝的信实。
In suffering.And darkness that they will continue to look upon God's faithfulness.
上帝的信实最集中的体现就是在十字架上。
And the best evidence of His faithfulness is on the cross.
如果从属灵的角度来讲，人类社会最黑暗的那一刻就是在十字架上。
And if you look at that darkest moment in history is when Jesus was on the cross.
约伯记里面约伯有讲一句话，他即使要杀我，我也要信靠他。
And in the book of Job, Job has said one thing that even if you kill me, I will still believe in God.
哇，这句话讲的是太有力气了哈。
And that is really something very important and meaningful.
但是约伯只是浅浅的稍微尝到一点那种的味道。
And in fact, only Job was only experiencing it in a very shallow sense.
但耶稣基督在十字架上是完全的经历。完全的尝到，我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我？那种最黑暗的时刻，依然仰望这位信实上帝的那样一种生命的真实的经历。
And yet, when Jesus was saying on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" That was the deepest proclamation of God's faithfulness.
上帝一切的应许在耶稣基督里面最终都完全的成就。
All of God's promises have completely been fulfilled in the life of Jesus.
就是借着他经历了这种黑暗的当中的反转。
And it's really through his experience in the darkness and that truly turn around.
神所有的应许，神每讲的一句话，最终都在耶稣基督里面都成就了。所以圣经里讲哈，神的应许无论是有多少，在基督里都是是的。
And so that's why the Bible said, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
仰望十字架，帮助我们更清楚地认识上帝的信实。
To look upon the cross, to understand God's plan.
作为结论，我们要认定这一点，信心不是我们信仰的根基，神的信实才是。
As a conclusion, faith is not the foundation, God's faithfulness is.
信心的价值不在于信心本身，而在于信心的对象。
And the value of faith does not depend on the belief itself, but in the object of that belief.
当我们再次被提醒啊，神是信实的之后，我们要问自己一个问题。
When we are reminded about faith once again, we need to ask ourselves a question.
那我愿不愿意呢，把自己交出来，交托给这位信实的上帝
？Are we willing to entrust ourselves to this faithful God?
人对上帝的信靠有不同的程度。
We trust in God in different degrees.
即使是跟随基督的人，信心也在不同的成长的阶段。
And people who follow Christ, they may have different stages in their faith.
我们之所以今天能够来到这里，坐在这里，我们对神的基本的信实都会有基本的信念。
The fact that we can all sit here, that means that we have some basic amount of faith in God.
但是我们借着这个机会哈，给自己做一个测验，好不好？
But let's take this opportunity to give ourselves a grade, a test.
你如今的信心到了哪个程度了？
What degree of your faith is at?
第一种的信心的程度是一种外在的啊，他也信神，但是是头脑的相信。那他可能并不真正的信靠这位神啊，他知道啊圣经里面的知识，也了解福音的内容。但是他并没有真正的选择把自己投给神，靠在神身上，这是一种外在的信，口头上的信。
And so the first degree of faith is this external faith, or maybe a head knowledge faith. You know about God, but yet they have not truly understand God and give yourselves to Him.
如果你每一天没有一个固定的跟神亲近的时间，甚至每个主日你都不能保证来到教会的话，来与神亲近的话。我猜多半这种的信心是停留在这种阶段啊，因为他的生活的实质还是在靠自己啊，他并没有靠神呢。
So if you don't really have daily devotion with God, or you cannot even promise that you will come to church every Sunday, then you're probably in this initial stage of faith.
头脑中都同意说啊，是的啊，这个我们是有罪的，我们耶稣为我们钉十字架了，我们信耶稣得永生。但是你真正挑战他说，哎，你要信靠这位神呢？你既然永生都在耶稣基督的这个应许当中，你为什么不能把你的今生的生活交给神呢
？And so you may say in the head, "Oh, yeah, I believe in God." And but yet, if you cannot truly entrust yourself to God, then you're still in that initial stage.
第二个阶段是初步的开始了啊，他不仅相信，头脑信。但他也信靠了哈，但是那个信心被耶稣称为小信。
And then the second stage is like some kind of initial faith. Yeah, I believe now, and you're willing to believe in Christ.
跟随神，但是环境一改变哈，在这个阶段的时候呢，就会害怕，就会担心。这个我们的信心常常会被这个环境的这个搅扰而吞吃哈，常常问说：神真的会管吗？神真的爱我吗？这样的问题。
In that initial stage of faith, that yeah, you believe, but then when the circumstance changes, then you may start question: Does God really love me? Does God really care?
处在这个阶段的时候，我们当我们顺利的时候，我们会感谢神的啊，哈利路亚啊！但一遇到逆境，遇到难处呢，就会怀疑啊，情绪会起起伏伏的，大起大落。
When things are going smooth, you will thank God. But when things turn bad, then you will start to kind of go up and down in your emotions.
圣经中最典型的例子就是那个彼得。
And the typical example is Peter.
看到耶稣在水面上行走、海面上行走，我也要这个跟随神哈。他真的上了水、海面，在海面上行走。
And so when he saw Jesus walking water, he said, "Yeah, I want to do that. I'm going to follow Jesus."
但是呢，一旦风浪大的时候，他左顾右盼，哇，他就害怕，他就下沉了。
But yet, when the storm rises, then he immediately started to fall.
耶稣说：“小心的人，为什么要怀疑呢？”
And Jesus said, "You know, you have little faith. Why do you doubt?"
好，接着往下走呢，信心就会变成这种成长中的信心。
And then the next stage is that growing faith.
这个阶段呢，这可能是我们大部分的基督徒常常有的这种的经历哈，就像那个，马太福音第九章讲的那个父亲遇到难处，他说：“主啊，我信，但是我信不足，求主来帮助我。”
And so a majority of those would have this experience, just like in Matthew, this father said, "I believe, but my faith is not enough."
这是一种很真实的经历，也是一种真实的挣扎哈。他真的是想依靠神，但是呢，就像那个小孩子啊，力气就是不够，他就没有办法胜过环境中的这种的压力。
And this is a real experience of many, just like a little child, that they don't have the strength to overcome.
这个时候一边信一边又怀疑不信啊，所以处在一种的摇摆的状态。
And so they may sometimes believe, sometimes not quite believing, and so they are wavering.
但是只要啊，像着这个父亲一样，向着神发出不断的发出这种祷告。他的信心就会不断的成长。
But yet, like his father, if he kind of called out to God, then his faith would start to grow.
那接下来呢，就进入到这种成熟的、这种坚定的啊依靠，即使在困难当中也能够跟随神的这样一种信心。
And then the next stage will be a mature faith, a belief that they would believe in God firmly, even in difficulties.
就像那个先知哈巴谷一样，他在那里宣告哈，其实无花果也不结果了，葡萄也不结果了，羊圈里没有羊了哈，我依然以耶和华为我的喜乐。哇，这种信心是胜过环境的啊，坚定的相信。
And just like the prophet Habakkuk, he can declare, even though the figs do not bear fruit anymore, but yet I can still praise God in joy.
这种信心可以帮助我们在苦难当中、困难当中，依然能够经历那种出人意外的平安。
So that we can still experience the joy that surpasses all understanding in difficult circumstances.
可以忍耐，可以持守到底。
Can be patient and be firm to the end.
但这个信心的最高的境界啊，这种完全的信心是。完全交托的啊，把生命全然的交在上帝的手中的这样一种信心。
And then the highest stage of faith is that complete faith that in everything we can leave it to God.
约伯有点像了哈，神即使杀我，因为有人讲说你信靠一个人，你起码认定他对你好啊，对你有好意，你才会信靠他，对不对？但是约伯竟然能够凭着信心讲这样，即使他杀我，我也信他。
And people may question Job, you know.You should only believe in someone if he's good to you, but yet Job can say that even if I was killed, I would still believe in God.
不仅是信神说啊，会照着我的方式来帮助我，而且他能够坚定的相信，无论我经历什么，上帝都是对我好。
And so that no matter what he experienced, that he knew that God was good to him.
即使是我吃苦，因为这样的经历吃苦，上帝的慈爱也不改变。
Even though I suffer.God's love never changes.
即使我不明白，我也知道他是对我好。
Even though I don't understand, I know that He is good to me.
这就是十字架上耶稣基督哈，在客西马尼园，在十字架上所彰显的那种的全然的信靠。
And that's the same kind of complete faith that Jesus demonstrated on the cross and the Garden of Gethsemane.
不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的意思去成全。
Not according to my will, but according to yours.
即使在十字架上呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”但最终还是说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。”
And so he can declare, "I give of my spirit to you."
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这个哈，衡量我们自己目前的阶段的时候，我们一定要记住一个很重要的原则。
As we look at these different stages of faith, we need to remember an important principle.
神不会要求我们一下子跳到这种完全的信心啊！神知道我们信心的成长是一步一步的。
God would not demand us to go all the way to the last stage. God knows that our faith would go stage by stage.
神喜悦我们持定这条道路啊，向着这个标杆，向着这个方向去祷告，去寻求。
God God will look at us going in this same path as we seek and grow in that way.
真正的信心往往不是哇，你感觉很好，你感觉你里面很有力量，而是在黑暗当中依然持续的顺服。
And so true faith is not really what you feel and how you feel good, but yet in darkness you continue to trust.
是在你不明白的时候，依然来到神的面前持续的祷告。
And when you don't understand, you continue to go in front of God to pray.
是在你感觉上并不好的时候，依然选择去持续的跟随这位信实不改变、不说谎的上帝。
When you don't feel good, you choose to continue to follow this unchanging and God that doesn't lie.
27年前，我有见证过这种的信心的榜样。
27 years ago, I have seen this example of faith.
1999年，我把那老照片都找出来，7月份应该是，去到北京去探访这个袁向辰牧师和师母。
And I found this particular photo from 27 years ago.
这个袁牧师啊，这个为主的缘故，在劳改农场啊，被关了20多年。
This pastor Yuan was in the labor reform farm.
那亲口告诉我，他说这20几年在劳改农场中从来没有生过一场病，连感冒都没有得过。And
he told me that in this farm that he never had any sickness, not even the flu.
1979年被放出来，他就在北京的那个白塔寺底下，他那个老房子里面，我去看，小小的、窄窄的，他说在那里每个主日挤得满满的人在这里聚会。 说那一年，他们有超过300多人，他们租了一个这个游泳池，在那里受洗。And
I remember that he was serving the Lord after he was released in 1979 in this small little place where lots of hundreds of people squeezed into it, and they rented a swimming pool for baptism.
他放出来以后，又服侍了主21年，在北京。And
after he was released, he served the Lord for another 21 years.
最让我感动的是这个师母啊，师母小小瘦瘦小小的啊，这个我看着他那个背都弯了啊，驼着背。 牧师被关了20几年，他一手拉扯着7个儿女啊，4男3女长大成人。这不是因为他多有能力，而是因为他所信靠的那位上帝是信实的。And
also, what moved me the most is really Mrs. Yuan, who was taking care of 7 kids, all the way when to brought them up. It's not because how mighty she was, it's because of the faithful God that she serves.
27年后，我再次见证。 主的面前的忠心的、有信心的仆人。And
after 27 years, once again, I witnessed God's faithful servant.
复活节之后那个周末，那一周，我就跟曹灿江牧师在一起祷告整整5天的时间。And
in that week, during the Easter, I was praying for a week with Pastor Cao.
也是他为主受苦坐监7年的时间。
And also he served the Lord, and because of that, he was in prison for 7 years.
即使被释放以后，他依然被限制出境，无法与在美国的家人团聚。And
even though he was released from prison, he was restricted and not able to return to U.S. to be reunited with his family.
我们在一起祷告以后，祷告结束，他第二天就住了医院。And
after we finished our prayers, the next day he went into the hospital.
4月底就被诊断出是癌症晚期。
And then in April, he was diagnosed with late-stage cancer.
上周开始做化疗。
Last week started chemo.
他经历了这一切之后，真的就像约伯一样，吃了这么多的苦，他也会问为什么，让神让他经历这么多。And
after all of this, just like Job, he still kind of continued to look upon the Lord.
不是说他自己的信心有多么的强。
It's not because his faith is so great,
而是他懂得如何单单的来仰望这位信实的上帝。Because
he knew that he need to look upon this faithful God.
这些的见证还在继续的进行。All
these testimonies will continue.
我们不知道结局最终的结局会怎样。We
don't know what the ending will be.
但是有一点我们确信。But
know one thing we know.
上帝的信实。 极其广大，是永不改变的。Great
is his faithfulness, and he does not change.
让我们一起来唱一首回应的诗歌，《成为我的意象》。
Let's sing a song response. be down on my vision.
意象就是一种的看见。盼望我们在唱这首诗歌的时候，让我们看见，看见那一位信实的上帝。
When we sing this, let us see that faithful God.
让我们在这种诗歌当中来选择投靠。
So that when we can choose to rely on Him.
投靠这位信实的神。
To rely on this trustworthy God.
请大家一起起立，我们来唱这首诗歌。
心中望，成为我意象。我别无爱慕，为主我敬仰。充满我思想，我心向往。睡着或睡醒，
开始哈，请这个AV 同工把它重新来放哈，我们再从第一段开始。
Let's begin again.
让我们认定神是我们的依靠。
求我心中啊，成为我依靠。你常居